Shane McElhattan is here with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
Imagine this was Crumlin Children's Hospital, is the banner headline in the Irish Daily Mail over its lead story on the Russian missile attack on the main children's hospital in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, yesterday. Correspondent Richard Pendlebury reports that he had witnessed the mass evacuation of the Akhmadit Hospital at the very beginning of the Russian onslaught on the city in 2022. The least gravely ill children were evacuated on buses and trains to the safety of Western Europe. For the Irish Times lead on the same story, Daniel McLaughlin in Kyiv reports how the missile strike reduced parts of the hospital to smoking ruins and left gravely ill children waiting for evacuation outside. With her blue uniform scrubs smeared with blood, nurse Maria Soloshenko told McLaughlin how, when the explosions began, they moved all the children to the basement. But then there was another blast and things started falling on them. They got the children out through the windows. It was the only way, she said. If the Russians are prepared to hit the Akhmadit Hospital in daylight, Richard Pendlebury in the Mail concludes, then nowhere is sacred. The conviction in the Central Criminal Court yesterday of taxi driver Raymond Shorten of raping and sexually assaulting a 7-year-old girl is covered in all the Republic's papers today. The papers report Shorten was convicted last month of raping two women in his taxi on separate nights in 2022. The story is the lead in the Mirror, the Sun and the Star. Taxi Beast is the Mirror headline. Monster Taxi Man is the Sun headline. The possibility of an end to the Aer Lingus pilots dispute means it's also covered in all the papers. The Irish Times reports the airline accepted the Labour Court proposal to boost pilots' pay by 17.75%, while a pilots' union continues to ponder the deal. The Examiner takes a slightly different approach to the story. Its lead reports that the DAA, previously Dublin Airport Authority, will drop airport charges to near zero for airlines willing to move routes from Dublin to Cork to prevent aircraft being moved to other countries due to the strict cap on passenger numbers at Dublin Airport. The paper reports that the DAA, which operates both airports, has submitted a proposal to raise the cap on numbers, but that could take months, if not years. The impending dismissal from the Defence Forces of disgraced Army Private Cathal Crotty is reported on across the newspapers. The Daily Star reports he has just 2 days left in uniform. Finally, the papers are also reporting extensively today on the visit to Northern Ireland by the new UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. But the Irish Times letters page reveals another dimension to the new Prime Minister. The letter is from the former CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, Ellen Dunlop O'Malley, now adjunct professor at University of Limerick Law School. She describes how when she was still in post at DRCC, she got an unexpected phone call from a Mr. Starmer, who was in town to give a lecture at the Law Society. He wanted to meet her. She did not know that he was the former director of public prosecutions in the UK. He described to her how he got training for prosecutors to equip them to handle the harrowing and traumatising experiences of victims of sexual violence in court settings. He explained his move by saying that so many prosecutors became judges and it was vital they had this training. Ms. Dunlop O'Malley writes that this conversation resulted in the Education Department of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre going on to provide training for prosecutors here. Thanks, she says, to a very pleasant, genuine, thoughtful, kind, interested and interesting Keir Starmer.
Shane, thank you.